Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Red Voices, the official Manchester United podcast. I'm Helen McConnell and this week I'm joined by our very special guest, Wilf McGuinness, and also Ben Hibbs and Adam Marshall. Coming up in today's show. Well, we're going to be discussing last night's Player of the Year triumphs and hear from our winners. We're going to look back on United's season, picking out some key moments with our special guest. We pay tribute to Sir Alex Ferguson after the boss announced he was retiring at the end of the season, just in case anybody didn't know. And finally, Wilf tells us his thoughts on new boss David Moyes. Where else to start than with the Player of the Year awards, Wilf? And were the right awards given to the right players for you?
Well, yes, I think so. I enjoyed the viewing of the goals especially. This is three cracking goals for the three lads, and I think it right that Van Persie did get his award. And I think Carrick, who hadn't been playing well earlier on in the... A couple of years ago, we needed him in midfield doing his business, and this season he started to flow, and he was worthy of a shout as well.
But in terms of Michael Carrick getting the player's player and Robin getting the fans' player, do you think that was the right way around?
Oh, yeah, yes. I mean, somebody comes here, is new to the club, and he ends up top scorer. I think we're happy with that, and I think he's been tremendous in his position, tremendous.
And, of course, he might lift the golden boot in the league as well, Ben.
Yeah, I think I think it speaks volumes of how the impact that he's made at the club, that he's just come in and he's winning all these awards. But I think the key thing for him, really above all of those awards, is winning the league, because that's the thing that he's craved all his career, really. So I think the fact that he's done it here is fantastic for him. But yeah, I think he deserves all the sort of plaudits that he's got. But I was pleased that Carrick got in on the act as well, because he's been a little bit more under the radar this season, but he's done a really important job for the team, and I think it was good that his fellow professionals recognised that as well.
And it's also quite unusual that a midfielder or a defender or a goalkeeper or whatever does get those awards. It is usually given to the people who are up front and scoring the goals, and also nice in that respect, Adam.
I think so. I think, yeah, Robin scores the goals. It's a glamour position, isn't it, up front? Like you're saying, all the fans recognise that. I think he was always going to win that award, particularly after the Villa game, when I think that's when he sort of...
Yeah, I think his votes went straight up then.
Yeah, and for the goal as well. I think Raphael probably would have won the goal of the season otherwise. But it's nice that the fans did appreciate Carrick. He came second, didn't he, in the voting, and he got his... pretty much a two-horse race, really. So he got a lot of votes, hell of a lot of votes. So it just shows you the fans know what they're talking about as well.
And what have you made of Michael Carrick's season overall then, Wilf?
Yeah, it's because he had struggled earlier on, and he's come through and been quite outstanding in midfield. You know, he's passed wonderful football, good passes, and he's also been in a decent defensive position when needed. And he filled in a bit of a hole, because we've been used to brilliant midfielders, and he did very well and deserves his award.
Adnan Yanase, who you've watched quite a lot, Adam, over the last couple of years, picked up reserve player of the year.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's an element... I mean, he's a wonderful player, he's got great potential and great talent, but again, he's an attacking player who does catch the eye, particularly for fans who are doing the voting. I mean, I think Tom Thorpe's, over the course of the season, perhaps been a bit more impressive, because he's played all the way through and been captain, and the clean sheet record the under-21s have had has been remarkable. So I voted for him personally, but Adnan's that sort of player who gets sort of people off their seats, and people are always going to vote for him ahead of the defenders in the lineup, I think.
And any youngsters you know of coming through, Wilf, that have impressed you?
Well, my son talks about a few, but I better not repeat it, because I'll leave it to him. But
Ben Pearson picked up the award for the under-18s last night, didn't he?
Yes.
Strong midfielder.
Well, he is a strong midfielder. He doesn't just tattle, he does feed as well. And he's what you call an all-rounder in midfield. And that's part of the role. The trouble is, we've had good passers who couldn't defend, or good defenders who couldn't attack, and he's covered that now. He's got to, he can attack, and he can certainly defend, so he fits in to the role of midfield perfectly, I think.
Do you think midfields have changed now, really, Wilf, in terms of the position? Because you can't fly into tackles anymore like when Roy Keane was here, can you? Really?
Yes, yes. So, well, you still need a defensive mind when the opposition have the ball. You know, whether it's not by tackling, by positioning and things like that. And I think that's where Michael Carrick's done the business. You know, he's found his form. That's the important thing. And I think with having, when we had Scholes and Giggs, they were tremendous in midfield, terrific midfielders, but mainly on the attacking side. And it's gone that way now. In our day, we had two wing halves and a centre back, and they were the defensive. Wing halves were more defensive. But now it's changed. The midfield is attacking as well. So it's
With Carrick, it seems to be his reading of the game. He knows where the danger is as well, and he can control the pace of games as well. Do you think it's his experience that we've seen as he's got a bit older that he's really starting to control games a bit more now?
Well, I think in his early days he found out what not to do, and he's learnt well, and he's now taken over as a bit of a general in that midfield.
Well, let's now hear from the two men, Michael Carrick and Robin van Persie, as they picked up their awards.
I have to be fair, it's beyond expectations. You know, it made such an impact from day one, being involved with other guys, the way they welcomed me, made such an impact. And of course, to be able to work with Sir Alex and René and Mick and all the staff, it's been more than a pleasure.
I'm sure more than a pleasure to play with the likes of the players who've been there all their careers, your Paul Scholes, your Ryan Giggs. Yeah. Do you hope to stay here for many more years and look at those as somebody, you know, someone's career you'd like to emulate?
I would love to, honestly. As I've always said, I love to play on as long as possible. I see Scholesy and Giggsy day in, day out, working their socks off, being fit, looking after their body, being a true example for young and old. So that's what I want to as well.
Michael, you've been here a while. It's the first time you've won that. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, obviously it means an awful lot, Jim. You know, we work, I got to work with the lads every day, train every day. You know, we've got an unbelievable team spirit. We've got players from all over the world, you know, and to come fit in, make a real effort to fit in and For them to you know, give me the vote for this means an awful lot and really is special for me.
You have been different class, the team I'm talking about this season compared to the rest. From your point of view, what sets apart this Manchester United team?
I think there's obviously a few things. I think the character of the lads has been talked about many times, but especially this season. I think last season was so hard to take and, you know, devastating in that change room after the game, but that's where it started. That's where we decided as a team that we'll remember the feeling and we don't want it again. And I don't think there's many teams around the world could have bounced back like that. And we pride ourselves on that and we have high standards and it just shows you what you can do. You know, we stuck at it this season and people wrote us off from the start like they tend to do. And we come through strong. So I'm so proud of the lads, you know, the character we showed, the coaching staff and the whole club for the way we've done it.
Well, Ben, the title was pretty much sewn up in April, wasn't it? But it's been a bit of a roller coaster of a season for us.
Yeah, I think it has. And I think, you know, we've seen sort of two very different halves of the season. But I think that basically it stemmed from the manager just coming out at the end of last season and saying, you know, we need to go and win this trophy back. And I think at the start of the season, the players wanted to prove that, well, we're not going to lose it on goal difference again. And I think we saw a very attacking outlook at the start of the season. But towards the second half of the season, it's been more about the defence and keeping it tight and making sure that we just weren't going to lose any games. We went on a fantastic winning run. But I think you just have to say that we've been brilliantly consistent throughout the whole season, and that's to the credit of the players, to their determination and the quality to put that performance out throughout the whole season.
And obviously that is what we wanted to do, Wilf, win that Premier League title back. But do you think there is some disappointment, particularly about the Champions League?
Well, we were robbed with the Champions League. How you can send somebody off for not knowing where the player is for a start. He was looking at the ball. No, that was a bad decision, a bad mistake. And I think we'd have gone all the way. And so it's a chance lost. But I think the experience we've gained by being in it again is terrific, and knowing that Real Madrid were very lucky to get a result against us. So I'm not too despondent with that. But like we were talking about the players playing well, for me, one man stood out a mile, and it wasn't the player, it was the manager. I think he, you know, with him, the way he's seemed to drag the players out and get out there and play, because these games, we struggled really as a top team. But I'm sure with his team talks and what he said, he got them going and got enough out of them to get us the points. So,
well, we came behind in so many. We went behind in so many games, and that takes a lot of hard work to come back from that.
Yes, but with the manager like Sir Alex, I mean, he gets them all going. There's no question about that, because some of those players have come out. I've watched it when they've been a goal down. They've still carried on, and you always felt they were going to get that goal, even if it was in injury time. Yeah, but it was a great season for us, because we scored so many goals and won so many points. Really good.
Yeah, it has been an interesting season. Focus, consistency and resilience. Would that sum up the season for you?
I think so. I mean, I think we've been very impressive. Like I said, the points tally has been amazing. No one's ever sort of done what we did for those first 30 or so games. I think that, you know, at times people will say we haven't been our fluid best, but we've dug out those results, come back, and we've held on as well towards the end of games. We perhaps haven't had to do before, even against some of the so-called lesser teams like Southampton, I remember, gave us a really good go and we were sort of hanging on a little bit at the end. But we were resilient and held on. Personally speaking, I'm just so glad that Rio got that goal the other day. I mean, standing there watching it and thinking this is the last time I'm going to see a Sir Alex team at Old Trafford, and to not win would have been a bit sour for me. And all the people around me were, well, I don't care, we're going to win the league anyway, we're going to pick up the trophy. But for me, it was really important. I sort of celebrated that goal quite wildly. Not as wildly as Rio, but quite wildly, because I think we had to send the manager off with a victory here.
Yeah, well, Wilf, you obviously won the title with United as a youngster. How did it feel, and did it make you more hungry?
Well, yes. How old was I? I was 19, I think, when I won, helped with the championship and got a championship medal. Oh, 56, was it? Or 57? Too far back to remember, but the buzz you get, and it's still there. You can see it with the players and how the players talk, how thrilled they are at being at Manchester United. We felt just the same. Really, as a Busby babe, we had a great manager as well, and it was terrific to get out there and win games for him. It was very similar to today, so they've carried that on, which is wonderful. There's a history to Manchester United, and the managers and players carried on, and let's hope it lasts forever.
Let's hope so indeed. Well, let's have a few, have a look at some key moments. Ben, the victory at the Etihad Stadium, was that a pivotal moment for you?
I think it was, yeah. I remember speaking to Brian McClair recently, and he sort of made a good point. It was going there, it was kind of, you know, you're champions, but, you know, we're chasing you down. You know, we're coming to get you, sort of thing. And I think that gave the players a lot of belief that, you know, that we were going to go on and do something this season. So I think it was that was definitely a key win, and to win it sort of quite late on as well was fantastic. You know, I was in the away end that day, and everyone went absolutely wild. So, you know, it was a great day for us, and yeah, important win.
And obviously, in the second half of the season after Christmas, which is what we've said, we really strengthened. But in terms of City, they seemed to go downhill after then.
I think they did a little bit, didn't they, City? I mean, certain games stick in your mind with them. Southampton beating them that night was quite a convincing defeat for them. Everton, of course, a bit more recently beat them. But I don't think City have been as bad as people are making out. They're saying it was a poor title defence from them, but they weren't that bad. They're still second place and they've still got a decent point score. I think we've just been so strong, and that sort of eclipsed whatever they were going to do, really. I think it was more a case of us winning it than City throwing away, really, if you ask me.
OK, let's round up the season. How would you sum up our season, Wilf?
Well, we got revenge on City, which we were talking about, and I think there, you look at some of their players, Aguero, Silva, these, but they're good players, very good players. And it was a disappointing season for them after winning the championship United style, you know, last minute, things like that. Thought it was only us that did that. Anyway, I think, you know, City will still be the challengers along with Chelsea, but the season, Arsenal have a sniff. Liverpool, a lot of people say, oh, they'll be all right next season. I think they'll find it hard. But there'll be the big four knocking at the door. And I think if we get organised, we'll be there, definitely.
That's what we're hoping for, Ben. How would you sum up the season?
I think it's just been One of the things that stood out has been the sort of character of the club, really. I think that sort of shone through that we lost it last season on the last day, and that was really disappointing. But I think the way the manager rallied everyone together and we all sort of played together this season, I think that just shone through the way that's in this fabric of the club, that we're going to go and win this trophy back. We were winners. So.
Adam?
I think we'll always remember it as the boss's last season, won't we? And when you think back at the games when we didn't know then, obviously it was going to be his last game. A lot of people have said you can see why he got so annoyed in the Champions League game. Like you say, Wilf, it was a disgraceful decision. And you can see if he knew then that it was his last chance to win it, that how upsetting that must have been for him. I think it's been a brilliant season in terms of particularly some of the away performances we've had. Some of the times we've scored goals have been crucial. I think the Fulham game was pretty important when Rooney got the goal. I just think at that time we seemed to be sort of toiling a bit and struggling, and that release was a key goal. And we just seem to have been able to do that all season. Whenever we needed a goal or needed a performance, we've managed to put that in.
I think some of the young players that have done really well this season. I mean, look at David De Gea and Raphael. They've both, I think they've matured and really added something to the team as well. So I think we're in good stead in the future with some of those young players, Danny Welbeck as well, and there's quite a few others that have won the first title medal. So I think we're in a good position going into the next few seasons.
Fergie time finally runs out at Old Trafford. Hard to believe we won't be seeing him again in the dugout here. But we've all been left with countless memories. Great players, great goals, great drama, courtesy of the greatest manager. And how fitting that his final game ends with a late winner from Rio Ferdinand.
Well, of course, Sir Alex Ferguson marked his final match at Old Trafford as manager, and a very emotional afternoon it was on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. It brought back some memories of years ago when the great Matt Busby said he'd retire and everybody was wondering who the next manager was going to be. Turned out to be me. So I must tell you, though, he did call me in his office and say, I'm retiring and you're to be the next manager at Manchester United. And he didn't ask me if I wanted to be. It was a lot tougher. Fortunately, he was there. And people say, did he interfere? Well, I would have gone to him more anyway. I should have done, I think, because he didn't completely just go on the board like Sir Alex talking of doing. He was general manager then and I was team manager. That's how it worked. And he was in charge of discipline and wages, because he knew all about that, about dealing with players like that. So I was in charge of picking the team, training the team and the sort of thing. Any transfers, we'd discuss it and I'd say yay and nay, and then he'd have a go at it. But we only got one. It wasn't that great either, Ian Yore. But it filled the hole, you know, at the time. But we were a bit unfortunate. We played in 7 semi-final games in an 18-month spell, which lifted everybody. League Cup against City twice, League Cup against Villa, and in between we played United, and we had 3 games against them before we lost 1-0. That was the sad part about it. Played in 7 semi-finals and didn't win one of them. So the writing was a bit on the board. I was a bit inexperienced. Well, not a bit. I was very inexperienced in being the manager. So with having Matt there, it was like a bit of a shield for me. So, but I don't think David Moyes needs any shield. He's been at Everton well 10 years now, over 10 years, and he's proved how good he is. To me, he has, and I'm sure he'll do a wonderful job here.
Yeah, indeed. And what do you make of the new appointment then, Ben?
I think the fact that it's come from the manager and it's got his blessing, I think that's a key thing. And, you know, if he's half as good as spotting a new manager as he is spotting players, then won't have any problems at all. But I think it's quite refreshing that we've gone down that route, that we're going for stability and somebody's going to bring continuity to the club, rather than you see some managerial appointments these days and it's just flavour of the month appointments from abroad and things like that. And you can't possibly know enough about these managers. You're entrusting them to sort of, it's not just picking the team every week, it's running a football club. And I think that we've seen with Moyes, as Wilf said earlier on, you know, he's done a great job at Everton for 11 years, and I think he's going to come in and bring that stability to the club. And I think that's vital following on from Sir Alex, because he made such an impact on the club. So I think we're in good hands, and I think he'll get all the support that he needs. He's got a fantastic squad. The manager's left a team in a great position. So I think it's set up for him.
What was it like, Wilf? Did you feel a lot of pressure to try and fill boots of somebody else, or were you quite aware that this was a new start?
Well, I knew it was. That's what I felt, a new start, but I didn't sort of let it worry me. I just got on with it. But looking back, perhaps I should have worried a little bit more and gone and seen Matt a bit more. But Matt Busby, people say, oh, he interfered. He didn't interfere at all. He was doing what his role was, and I was trying to do what my role was, and he was helping. So that side of it. But there was a change. The players were getting older. It took a few years afterwards, a good few years. In fact, they got... how many more managers did they have? Four new managers. After me, it was Frank O'Farrell, then Tommy Docherty, then Dave Sexton, then big Ron Atkinson. So, and then Fergie. But the ones in between, it didn't matter, they were experienced, but they struggled a bit. Tommy Doc went down with the team, but they were playing good football, and they bounced back up again. So it has a history of keeping the manager if it can here. You know, there's two managers like Busby, Matt Busby and Sir Alex Ferguson. So Matt Busby, they both lasted a very long time, and if they're good enough, let's keep them. And I'm hoping David Moyes is good enough. I believe he is, and he can stay for the rest of his career.
Well, we're ahead of our time a bit with that. You know, you talk about the general manager and you sort of coach, because a lot of teams do that now, don't they, particularly abroad. Was that sort of the norm then, or was it...
Well, yeah, no, it was something different, something new. But he wanted, I'm sure Sir Matt wanted to get somebody from within, because we had a staff that had been so loyal to him, and he didn't want to let them down. And like a new guy come in and say, I'll have four or five new people. And I don't think David Moyes will. I think he might have a couple of people that he'll bring with him, but I don't think he'll go more than that.
And when Sir Matt retired, I mean, we don't remember, obviously, we weren't alive, but did we know he was going, or was that sudden when he retired, when he announced he retired?
It was a few months before, Right. Well, it was pretty similar. He didn't say at the end of this season, I'm retiring. Nothing like that. It was a shorter time. And he mentioned too, like the thing to his staff as well. He did the same sort of thing.
Was it easier to keep quiet in those days, maybe, than now?
Yes, I guess they did. But rumours started going around, yeah, which they do. I don't know how they do it, but two great managers. That's why, with David Moyes being a Scot, I think, well, we've got half a chance here to start away, you know, right away, because. The Scottish managers I've known, whether it be because they had a tough upbringing, I don't know, but they've been very good managers. The ones I've known, terrific. And I do know David Moyes, and I'm a great believer in the way what he's done at Everton. I think he's done marvellously well.
Can you imagine the club without Sir Alex Ferguson? We're going to have to imagine
soon. I was thinking that. I think... Having been connected with the club, I mean, I joined as a 15-year-old, 1953, you know, and you think, I had a lot of time here. I mean, there was the middle period where I went somewhere else, but knowing what the fans love as well. We have wonderful fans, honestly. They see you in the street, they pat you on the back, they're terrific. And they're entitled to be, I know that, because we've been one of the best teams in the world, which is great, but I'm sure the fans behind them, I think David Moyes will really enjoy his spell here.
Well, what do you think? Like some people perhaps outside the club perhaps think that without Sir Alex, because he's such an influence on the team and the club, that once he goes, you know, that we could sort of slip down the order. What would you say to those people who think that?
Well, they could slip down the order, you know, if they made me manager. but not too far out. But no, they've got to get the right man. I think they've got the right man in David Moyes. I'm sure they have. And he's got that sort of steelness about him. But hard-working, and he'll have the light-hearted stuff as well. So, and he'll be thoughtful to the unknown stars, not just the stars. I'm sure that's been one of the things. Young players, I'll always remember, part of my job as a coach was at one time with a discussion with Sir Matt, we'd tick off who was leaving, and I went and told them, and then Sir Matt would tell them. But I'd be the first, I'd say, the world's a big place. Just because you're leaving United, don't worry about it. Go out and find your place in the world and do and become a star. And then I had to do it. So I got used to it.
It's good that you did those pep talks then, first, yeah. Isn't it? Obviously, guys, we've all met and worked with the manager over the last years. Any key meetings you can think of with the manager, or anything that sticks out?
I've interviewed him a couple of times with the magazine, and second time in particular was great. He was in a really good mood. We just lost to Everton, I think, a day or two before the start of the season, so sort of a little bit wary that he might be slightly grumpy. But no, he was in great mood, and we talked about the Olympics and Usain Bolt, and he was so relaxed and chill. He wasn't worried that we'd lost that first game. He knew that there was plenty to take from that match, and we'd go on. And you know, he didn't have the air of somebody who thought, "Oh, this could be difficult." You know, I mean, the first time I met him was in the 80s when I was working for Club Corps, and I went to do an interview with him after the game, or at least get in on the interview. I think it was at Tottenham or somewhere like that. And he went to sort of say, "Where are you from?" and pushed me out of the way. You know, and I said, "Oh, I'm from Club Corps, the official club." And he put his arm around me and said, "Oh, you're right then, come in here." So, and I think that's what he's like. People see this fierce side, don't they? They have this impression of him with the hairdryer that he said last night. He doesn't like people going on about that all the time, because that's just not really him, is it? I mean, everyone who's met him knows he's got a friendly side and a real quite jokey side that we like. And I think that's the way he runs all through the club, that everyone's serious about their work. But at the same time, there is that sort of bit of humour and lightheartedness that we all really enjoy here.
Yeah, I mean, I think when people talk about when somebody walks into the room and you know that person's there, and I've never really sort of believed that until I first met the manager, and he walked into the room. You could just tell he's got that sort of presence about him, the aura, and everyone stops what they're doing and looks at him. But I think he's sort of the way, yeah, people have this sort of perception of him that he is, you know, a beast and he's going to just shout at everyone, and he's not like that at all. He's absolutely fascinating to speak to, and you can chat to him about any subject, and he's you know, he's an expert on everything, and he'll tell you something interesting on any given subject. So I think, yeah, it's just the fact that you can tell when you meet him, you can tell why the club is in the position that it's in. He's just got that great passion for United, and he just sort of really sets the agenda. And yeah, I think he's fantastic. So I'll definitely miss him.
Mm. Wolf, what's your overriding memory of the manager?
The memory is when I've been doing the radio work on home games now, but I used to go home and away. But and sometimes I used to go past where he has his guests near the boardroom. And he came out and saw me one day. He said, "Oh, well, come with me for a minute. And I want you to meet somebody." And he took me and introduced me to about half a dozen of his Scottish friends from Aberdeen, you know, and he was saying, this, Wilf did that. And I felt so chuffed, you know, really delighted. And I thought, well, he's gone out of the way here, and he's making a bit of a fuss of me, which is great. You always like somebody making a bit of a fuss. And I thought that was very, you know, very thoughtful. And he's been doing that not only with me, with other people, of course. And I think he thinks of other people, that's it. And he looks round corners, that's important. You can look round corners before he gets there.
One thing I love about the manager, when you interview him, he always says, "Well done," at the end. It makes you feel like really proud.
That's
like,
just
thanks.
You, Hannah.
Yes. Yeah, it's just me.
We don't get that.
Oh, I'm sure he will be missed by everybody at the club. OK, my very special thanks to Wilf today for joining us on the special podcast, and to Adam and to Ben. I've been MUTV's Helen McConnell, and thanks for listening.